It's that time of year, one of my favorite times of the year, Girl Scout cookie times. The Girl Scouts are out about across the Lowcountry selling these cookies. Why are they doing that? What's the Girl Scouts all about in 2024? Let's get the answers to those questions today on Lowcountry Forever. I'm Brian Cleary, joined by a Girl Scout leader. Liz Statford joins us. And Liz, you're a Girl Scout leader, a Girl Scout mom. You yourself personally, how long have you been with the Girl Scouts?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I was a Girl Scout as a young child for several years. So those years count. And I've been Brooklyn's troop leader for, 7 years?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that. We'll get some sales and some cookie tips from Brooklyn as well as from you. Now, Liz, Girl Scout cookie time. This is an exciting time, and particularly here in the Lowcountry, because as we'll explore, the Girl Scout Council here is doing some things different than nationwide. But let's start with this. Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scouts sell cookies because?
We get prizes, basically, for however many boxes that we sell. So I'm one of the top sellers in my service unit, and I sell 6,000 boxes, or 6,200 boxes in a year. So I get a cruise for that.
Wow. Now, where do you cruise to, Brooklyn? Or where have you cruised to?
Bahamas, Mexico.
Is there another choice if you repeat selling 6,200 boxes or maybe more this year? Are there different kind of prizes that you could be rewarded with?
Yes. Yes, there are.
Anything that you're shooting for this year, or you just really want another cruise?
There is actually two cruises this year. So one cruise is at 3,200 boxes, and then the other is 6,200 boxes. And I'm going for the 6,000.
So what's the secret to your success, Brooklyn, selling more than 6,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies? How do you do it?
Well, I sell 7 days a week. From the earliest you can go to a booth is like around 9 to like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. 7 days a week, all day.
So well, there's time involved there.
I am homeschooled, so.
So So you do have time to do other things, read, study, go to class and stuff. But beyond that, you're selling. So I don't know if you can share it or not, but obviously you've got a touch to sell these Girl Scout cookies that maybe I wouldn't have or another scout would have. What is it beyond the fact that you're going to end up winning a cruise? What is it that motivates you to sell these Girl Scout cookies?
Just to see the faces of everyone, seeing like cookies are here, and they just really want to support Girl Scouts, because especially the younger kids, they're just so cute. Everyone just wants to buy from the little girls.
So what, give me some sales things in terms of what's the box of cookies that you personally, Brooklyn, sell yourself?
Flavors.
Oh, the flavors. We got Thin Mint, Caramel Delights, Peanut Butter Patties, Peanut Butter Sandwiches, Trefoils, Lemonades, Adventurefuls, Toastiers, and the Gluten-Free.
And is there a personal favorite that you have? And if you could tell us, of those flavors here in the Lowcountry, which do you sell the most of?
My favorite cookies is the Caramel Delights.
Okay.
But the top seller of cookies down here is definitely Thin Mints.
Seems to be the case everywhere. Everybody loves their Thin Mints. Now, is there a new cookie that the Girl Scouts are giving to us for the 2024 Girl Scout season?
There is not.
Dang it. All right. Well, we love the old favorites, and that works out. Today on Lowcountry Forever, we're talking about the fact that it's Girl Scout cookie time. I'm Brian Cleary. Joining me, Brooklyn, who's a Girl Scout, and her mom, who is a Girl Scout leader, Liz Statford, joins us. So, Liz, one of the things that's pretty huge, at least to me, and I'm sure to the local Girl Scouts Council, is still 4 in 24. Can you explain to people listening what that means?
That means that cookies are still $4 a box. You can still get 5 boxes for $20.
And the fact that that's important is if you went outside the low country, the rest of the country pretty much has increased their price.
Correct. So if you went up to like Columbia, South Carolina, they're $5 a box. If you were to go to New York or California, they're $6 or $7 a box now.
And our local Girl Scouts, I mean, your daughter Brooklyn's amazing, selling more than 6,200 boxes of cookies. But obviously, there are more Brooklyns like her here in the Lowcountry area because we sell a lot of cookies.
We do. And actually, in our troop, we have 9 girls, grades 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we have 4 top sellers in the Mount Pleasant area in our troop. Our girls love to hustle and sell cookies. And the main reason why is because every year we pick 3 different organizations and we donate $1,000 of our sales proceeds to each organization. So $3,000 a year goes to, say, we've done Charleston Animal Society. We've gone to the aquarium. We've gone to multiple women's shelters to donate money to.
That's amazing, and it's great to know that my money that I use to buy Girl Scout cookies helps the Scouts, but other organizations as well. Now, Liz, at this point, have you selected the organizations that you may be helping out with this year's Girl Scout sales?
Our girls are still undecided. We cannot choose between 4 different organizations, so we may end up just splitting between the 4 this year. Yes.
Now, Brooklyn, it's 2024. Being in Girl Scouts may not be the hippest thing on the planet, or is it still an organization that people should still want to be a part of? Is it still cool to be a Girl Scout?
It is still cool to be a Girl Scout. I really think more people should be a Girl Scout and try it out, because there's so many troops that need more girls. So I feel like if they want to try it out for a week, they can.
So tell me, sell me on it. Obviously, speaking more to the girls in the audience, of course, but you're someone who is obviously dedicated to your troop. What is it that you get out of Girl Scouts? What is it that people listening, women, the girls listening, should want to be? Why should they want to be Girl Scouts?
A few of the reasons is just to be with your troop, have fun. You can go camping. That's one of our favorite troops activities to go on. Just helping out the community as best as you can. I mean, Girl Scouts is just to have fun, but also helping people. And then we sell Girl Scout cookies. I mean, it's just a win-win.
Now, Liz, you were a Girl Scout, as you said, growing up. Now you're a leader. Yep. I know that there's need in the community for more people to step forward and become Girl Scout leaders. You know, your daughter's a Girl Scout, but from your standpoint, sell the audience, why should they become a Girl Scout leader?
Oh, we desperately need more Girl Scout leaders, especially in the Mount Pleasant area, Charleston area. There's so many girls who have signed up and they just don't have a troop yet. So we need all the moms and dads. Dads can be troop leaders too, to help out. It's great to meet, you know, several times a month. Most troops meet twice a month. And you get to do fun activities together. The girls, as they get older, they can start planning the meetings. So the pressure is off of the, you know, main co-leaders, the troop leaders. And the girls have a great time leading each different badge every so often. And gosh, it's just so much fun to be a Girl Scout. There's so many community events through the council. You can go to hockey games together, different meetups. There's a lot of opportunities for girls and parents to enjoy together.
So, Liz, if you can give someone listening the idea, how many hours does it take out of your time to be a Girl Scout leader?
Probably an hour and a half a week, if that, when I'm preparing a lesson or a badge that we do. It's not a huge time commitment. And then when we have our meetings, they usually last about an hour and a half long. Then we have, during cookie season, I'm also the cookie mom. So there's more hours involved with that. But, you know, it's the time to sell cookies that you have to give. So It just depends, but typically you don't need to spend more than, 6 hours a month.
And just so I got that right, you said you're the cookie mom, not the cookie monster, correct?
Right.
Yeah,
we are talking. We are talking Girl Scouts today here on Low Country Forever. I'm Brian Cleary, joined by Liz and Brooklyn Stafford. They are Girl Scouts and a Girl Scout leader and a Girl Scout mom as well, because it's Girl Scout cookie time. Now is the time to sell. So, Brooklyn, you're one of the top or the top seller in the region. In terms of the Low Country Girl Scouts, do you know how we rank nationally in terms of how well you sell?
We are number one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to want to be purchasing some Girl Scout cookies from you. Girl Scout cookie sales are on now. So where can they find you in the Lowcountry community?
Mostly at Lowe's Home Improvement, Harris Teeter. A lot of neighborhoods is where I sell too.
So how is it with your fellow Scouts? Are you guys all working together? Just, hey, we want to sell a lot, or are you and somebody else neck and neck? Obviously, there's a lot of pressure with sales here. That's 6,000 boxes. That's a lot of cookies to sell.
It is not a competition at all. All of the girls in everywhere in troops down in the Lowcountry, it's not really about fighting about who gets this spot and about who gets more cookies. It's sort of just be a sister, basically, to every Girl Scout. You just show up and, yeah, there's no fighting whatsoever with, getting a spot. There's no rush.
So, obviously, you're shooting. You're going to want to get another cruise and be sailing again. Can you give me an idea? Because not everybody's going to sell 6,000 boxes. So, for some of the other girls, what other kind of prizes are available to them as they sell their amount of Girl Scout cookies?
Well, there is a lot of, plushies and there's some camp activities, excursions, sort of like a painting experience or, yeah. There's mm-hmm. a lot of, there's other cool prizes that you show. You don't have to sell 6,200 boxes just to go have the fun experience.
And Brooklyn, in terms of badges, where are you at? How many badges do you have? And try to focus me in on what would be the favorite one or two badges that you've acquired over your time as a Girl Scout.
I have almost all of the cadet badges already, but my favorite few are most likely going to be the first aid badge and the cooking badge.
So, Liz, when we talk about Girl Scout cookies, obviously it's to raise money for the Girl Scouts, and people want to purchase them. You've also mentioned that you kind of could use more individuals to help become leaders. Is there anything else that the Girl Scout Council here in the Lowcountry could use outside of me buying some cookies?
We love taking donations. You don't have to buy cookies to help Girl Scouts. You can just donate money. We also send a lot of cookies to the troops. So if you're feeling I can't break my New Year's resolution, I don't want to eat cookies right now, you can definitely help the cause by donating money, and we'll send the extra boxes to our troops overseas.
Liz, give me an idea. You're raising money through the cookie sales, or you're going to take my donation. That money will go to help the Girl Scouts how?
It helps us by having enough money to plan trips or activities to fund all of our badge work that we do. A lot of the older Girl Scouts try to use their money for service projects related to the Bronze and Silver and Gold Awards, which the Gold Award is basically on the same level as an Eagle Scout Award for Boy Scouts. So it takes a lot of money and effort for those types of projects. We mainly use our money, like I said, for donations, but to plan trips. And last year we were able to go to Atlanta for a really cool trip for an overnight experience at the aquarium. And we went to the World of Coke, and then we've gone on multiple camping trips, and that costs money. So that's what we use our money for.
So, Liz, it was just a couple of years ago that you were a Girl Scout yourself. Now you're a Girl Scout mom, a Girl Scout leader. Talk about the Girl Scouts then and the Girl Scouts now. Are the Girl Scouts growing and staying with the times?
Oh, absolutely. I remember as a little Girl Scout, we were given a book of badges to earn, and it just, they were fun, and we did it together as a troop. But now there's so many more opportunities for Girl Scouts that I feel like I didn't have when I was little. And the badges are updated every few years, so they stay current with the times. There's a lot of cool technology badges like cybersecurity and robot making.
Liz, if people want to find out more about the Girl Scouts, is there a number they should call? Is there a website that they should go to? What should they do to find out more about the Girl Scouts and hopefully step up to assist the organization?
Absolutely. You can go to the Girl Scout website, and then we have a specific website for our council, which is the bottom half of South Carolina. And so that is Girl Scouts of Eastern South Carolina. And you can sign up on either one of those websites to become a leader or a volunteer is what they're called. And somebody will reach out to you. So it's super easy. And each area, like Mount Pleasant, Daniel Island, and Isle of Palms, say, is one service unit. So Charleston has several different service units. So they're smaller groups where the troop leaders come together once a month for a meeting, and we talk about how we as a service unit can contribute to the community and do plan events for the girls to get together. So somebody would reach out to you, and then you become this part of this local tight-knit community.
Brooklyn, you're only 12 years old. How many years have you sold enough boxes to go on a cruise?
I think this is my fourth year doing that.
Wow. So we want to get you back to 6,200 boxes again this year. So be a little more specific, because there's lots of Lowe's, there's lots of Harris Teeters across the Lowcountry. Where can people come to specifically buy your cookies?
That's a good question. We are all over the place 7 days a week. So it just depends. There is a cookie finder app online that you can find cookies. If you look for an odd day, say Monday through Thursday, you will probably find us. We're at Comeback Shack with our cookie trailer that we have.
You will definitely see us.
You will see us. We will be at SeaWee this year and the Charleston Boat Show.
So anywhere in the Lowcountry I go, I'm going to find a Girl Scout selling cookies. And again, you'll promise me that these are low-fat, low-cal, very healthy Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Good answer. Perfect answer. Liz, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you would like to make certain we get across in the interview?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
hopefully we've covered everything, but I always want to make certain I provide that opportunity.
We have. I just want it to be known that, like, really, there's no competition. These girls are out to sell cookies, and they do it with a smile on their face. And even if we have a grumpy customer, they still are like, okay, let's keep going. Cookie sales have taught these girls perseverance, people skills, leadership, many valuable things. As the girls have gotten older, they've learned to count money, a lot of money sometimes.
grumpy customers, no, that guy, there could never be any of those. Come on now.
There are.
But I'm sure you've got different ways of handling them, though, so that's a great thing.
We do. We just want to put a smile on everybody's face.